This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Nirvana. They are they're hotter than ever. If you go to the mall,
so many tees.
You'll see a lot of Nirvana t-shirts being worn by people who probably have never heard of the band. What's the joke? My daughter thought Nirvana was the name of a clothing brand.
Oh,
she
really?
Didn't realize it was a rock band. Well, the memorabilia sells for a lot of money. Look at this. Kurt Cobain's Smash guitar from the first Nirvana tour sells for nearly $500,000 U.S. At auction. This was a 1973 Fender Mustang smashed on stage by Kurt Cobain during the 1989 tour, and it was given to a guy who Kurt crashed with for a couple nights. His name's Sluggo Colley of the Boston band Hullabaloo. He said that Cobain spied that Sluggo had a similar guitar that he had smashed and proposed a trade, said, "Hey, you take my smash guitar, I'll take your smash guitar." And Sluggo said, "Sure," got Kurt to sign the thing. So it says, "Yo, Sluggo, thanks for the trade. If it's illegal to rock and roll, throw my ass in jail." Nirvana.
I do love that mentality. There used to be a lot more rock songs, but we're going to rock and we don't care who knows it and we don't care what the law does to us.
If it's illegal to rock and roll, throw my ass in jail. It's cool that he wrote the band name on there too.
So you know it's legit.
Nirvana, that probably drove the price up a little bit. Drew some little, what are those, flowers you think he drew on there?
Looks like it.
Looks like flowers or something. A little doodle on there as well from Kurt Cobain. Would have been nice to let Nirvana crash at your house back in 1989. $500,000 U.S. Nice little nest egg for Sluggo.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Hey, did you see Giselle was spotted with a new man? TMZ posting pictures of Giselle Bundchen and her jiu-jitsu instructor in Costa Rica together.
You never want your ex with a guy who could choke you out really easily.
Don't let him get close, Tom. Keep throwing those long footballs at him.
Don't go to the mat.
Yeah, her jiu-jitsu instructor, Joaquim Vellante. The kids were along with them. Giselle's camp is saying that it is completely innocent. She's not romantically involved with the guy. There was a number of people on this vacation with them, but
likely story.
They're also saying that Tom Brady's camp isn't buying the idea that they're just friends. Are you buying it, Jim?
No. I mean, she can do what she wants, but it is a pretty quick turnaround. I mean, I'm sure if we saw Tom on a sunny destination getaway with another lady, I think people would be like, "Whoa, was he cheating on her the whole time?"
I believe there was trouble in paradise for longer than the public knew about.
And why would we know?
Yeah.
That's how it should be. Uh-huh. We shouldn't know every step of the relationship.
But yeah, the old jiu-jitsu instructor, who had that one in the pool?
It's always the trainer, you know, especially the jiu-jitsu, because you must be to practice rolling around all the time.
Well, there's a post on Giselle's Instagram feed that has since resurfaced of her and her jiu-jitsu instructor practicing different moves, and they're basically just rolling around on the mat together, right?
I don't trust the jiu-jitsu instructor, the yoga instructor, or the dance teacher. All too close and sensual when the class is happening.
Or the golf instructor if he's putting the arms around.
True.
It's all here, let me show you how to do this. Yeah. Just get my arms
and on
ready
that
here.
Note, billiards instructor as well if he does that. I don't like any of it.
Yeah, listen, when you're doing any sort of physical activity that close with someone, I had a friend years ago who used to swear to his wife that he was just working out with a friend from the office. "Oh, we just work out together. Don't worry about it, honey." Guess who he's married to now?
His workout buddy?
His workout buddy.
Oh.
Tom Brady's camp, I think you got to have your eyes open on this one. But again, what are you going to do about it, Tom? The guy's a jiu-jitsu instructor.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield. They're no longer going at each other. They have teamed up. We talked about this a while ago. We knew Mike Tyson with his marijuana company was going to be releasing edibles shaped like ears with a chunk missing out of them.
Classic.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think, Jim, you may have said at the time, you're like, well, why is Mike Tyson releasing these? Evander Holyfield's the one who has the chunk missing from his ear. He should be
the owner of the trademark.
He should be involved in this. Well, looks like Mike reached out to Evander and has got him on board. So the two of them are now partners in this venture. Holy Ears is the name of the product. Cannabis-infused gummies shaped like Evander Holyfield's ear after Mike Tyson notoriously bit a chunk out of it in the boxing ring. And they've made a pretty funny commercial for the product. Here we go.
What is this? I got you your ear.
No, it's not. This ain't my ear.
Yes, it is. Cherry pie punch filling.
My ears don't taste like cherry pie.
Yes, they do.
Man, they don't.
Yes, they do. Why, I ate your ear, I should know.
Oh, my
well,
God.
You're right.
Somebody bit your finger off. You think 20 years later you'd do a fun little promo with them? I'm glad they buried the hatchet,
maybe,
but what a wild ride.
Maybe. This is what Evander says. He says, they said it's about helping people. So I said, I ain't got no problem helping people. You know, there's medicinal benefits to the cannabis gummies.
Sure.
I'm sure it wasn't just about helping people, though. I have a feeling there might have been a bag or two of money thrown Evander's way.
One
as
of the
well.
People helped is him and his bank account.
Yeah. You got to buy a new little prosthetic ear.
Sure.
Earpiece. Holy Ears. Dee Snider from Twisted Sister. He tweeted out, question, how many bands do you listen to that you can put on their albums on shuffle and never have to skip a song? I had one, AC/DC. All my other favorite bands have at least one track I can live without. I now have one more. Monster Truck.
Wow.
7 albums and not a bad track on them. Hashtag don't F with the truck.
That's amazing. That's a high praise from D.
That's high praise from anybody.
But especially somebody with credibility.
Yeah. They've teamed up. They've worked together. So they do have a connection there. But still, you had one, AC/DC. Now you have two, Monster Truck and AC/DC.
Nice.
Totally high praise.
I would love to see those guys break out in the States. They did that song with Kid Rock, and I thought maybe this is Monster Truck's time to blow up. But I was at a party with Kid Rock? No, with a couple guys from Wisconsin. That my buddy is in a band who played with them. They toured years ago, whatever. And we were talking about music we liked, and I mentioned Monster Truck, like what bands still rock. And they had never heard of them, but they laughed out loud at the name, and they were like, that's an amazing band name. And I was like, well, they should be in the States. You guys should be listening to
try.
These dudes. Yeah.
They've definitely got a following down there, but I think it could be bigger, and I think maybe it will be bigger now that Dee Snider is telling people you can listen to every single Monster Truck song and not be disappointed with a single one.
7 albums worth.
Yeah, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it for you? Do you have a band that you can listen to every single song that they've ever put out? Like, that's...
Maybe Zeppelin? It's like a band who's only been around for like 4 or 5 albums you can do. It's a little easier. Maybe the Beatles.
Right.
But even there's some Beatles songs I don't like.
Zeppelin's,
like the birthday song.
Zeppelin's a good pick. Black Sabbath, maybe?
Yeah.
Some deeper
cuts,
like, you know,
but
are nice
you,
to
you
hear
listen
every
to
once in
anything
a while.
Long enough, and you're going to get sick of a few of the songs. No matter how, like, I might skip Stairway to Heaven on an off day, you know what I mean? Like, if you just heard it too many times, it's tough.
But you can't deny it's a great song.
It's maybe top 3 greatest rock songs of all time. But, you know, it's just the nature of how I listen to music.
Queen, maybe.
Every song is so well put together and composed.
That's a question for you guys. Dee Snider wants to know, which artist can you listen to every single album without ever skipping a track?
Peacock.
I want to see your peacock.
Your peacock.
Your peacock. Your peacock. Your peacock.
Are you brave enough to let me see your peacock?
Our sports guy, Devin Peacock, is here taking a look at sports. And soccer. Everybody's all aboard the soccer bandwagon here. World Cup gets underway this Sunday. Dev, we're going over to Europe to talk about what's going on during the World Cup with some of the teams over there.
Yeah, so Norway did not qualify for the World Cup this year, and that is notable because that means we don't get to watch Erling Haaland, who is the striker for Man City this year, has been lighting the league up, but he does not get to play in the World Cup because he is a Norwegian. They're not in the World Cup. So what does he do for the next 6 weeks while the World Cup is on? He's got a vacation planned, according to the team. However, Aston United, which is a low-level soccer team, they're part of the Northern Premier League Premier Division, which is just the longest title for a league ever.
So you know it's good.
They have submitted, and this is legit, they have submitted a 28-day loan to Man City, saying, listen, because they're both in Manchester, they're saying to Man City, give us Haaland for 28 days. We'll make sure he stays fit and he's ready to go for when the World Cup is over.
I love that in soccer. You can lend players out. It's like, hey, we're not doing well. Can we borrow that guy for a bit?
Don't worry, we'll give him back.
Also, I mean, right now you can't make transfers in the Premier League. However, in this low-level league, the transfers are open, so this is legal. Like, this is a publicity stunt, of course, but it's also legit. They do want him on the team.
This obviously would never happen. What would Man City get out of it? Just money?
Man City, I mean, they might get a bit of a reprieve in the wages they would have to pay Haaland, but they would get their best player playing for 28 days when he could be on a beach and doing something. I mean,
but also possibly rolling his ankles.
Oh, yes.
It's just, why would you ever bother?
As a non-Man City fan, I would love to see this. As a Man City fan, never in a million years would I want to see this.
Keep him away from the all-you-can-eat buffet or possibly break his leg and end his career. Which is more of a risk?
It's still, I mean, I would just love to see the Erling Haaland Aston United jersey, you know? Just that would be kind of like a collector's item. They could make a ton of cash from that.
Sure. Why don't they ask Wayne Gretzky if he'll put on the boots too?
They should.
Come on out. Why not? Throw it out there.
Yeah, I'd like Wayne to play for my son's hockey team. You think he'll do it? Thanks, Dev.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Jim, I know you're planning a wedding. I heard a horror story from a friend of mine about a, I'm not going to say exactly where the wedding was, but it was in the Taz and Jim listening area this past weekend. Apparently, this is a friend of a friend situation. So a friend of a friend was at this wedding, and there was a plus one who was there who was apparently supposed to be a designated driver, but started getting into the booze.
Uh-oh. As plus ones many
right.
times do.
And things started going sideways very quickly to the point where they had to kick this guy out. They asked him to leave and were escorting him out of the venue. And he reached over as they were, he was like being belligerent. As he was leaving the venue, he reached over and he grabbed the table that the wedding cake was on. And he flipped it.
You're kidding me.
He flipped the cake off of the table and then started like grabbing chunks of cake, and he was outside and throwing cake chunks at the window.
Is this a Benny Hill sketch?
I know.
What in the...
It sounds like it's out of a movie. But
so did the groomsmen perform their duties and take him out back and kick the crap out of him?
The story that I heard ended with him throwing cake at the windows and the entire congregation of the wedding booing him.
Wow.
Boo! Boo, get out of here. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Like he's a wrestling heel.
Boo, flipping the cake over.
That is crazy, man.
Can you imagine?
I think old my dad would have a few words.
Oh, Pat Kelly. Pat Kelly would be rolling his sleeves up on the way to the parking lot to deal with that situation himself.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be that guy.
So just be weary of the plus ones.
Yeah, I know. We're even weary of having a cake. We're on the fence of even if we should have a cake. And because people were asking me, like, remember the cake you had at that wedding? And I remember, I have never had cake at a wedding.
It's almost just for show. It's the ritual of doing the cutting, right?
It must be. That's all it is.
The older folks always enjoy a piece of cake with their tea or coffee after the speeches.
Do they? Yeah, maybe I'm not in the wedding cake demo. I say we just get a McCain's Deep and Delicious and, yeah, you know, take a couple photos, spend $6.99, call her a day.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Did you hear about the man in Niagara Falls who was arrested for breaking into 8 different Tim Hortons locations?
No.
8 Tim Hortons in September were broken into across the Niagara region. Niagara Falls, Welland, St. Catharines, Thorold. Canadian and American cash were stolen. They say that these break-ins took place after each Timmy's location was closed and unstaffed. We don't know how much money was stolen, and we don't know if the accused was a former employee. Mm. But you'd think there'd be some sort of inside information there if they... One, like, I never thought that there'd be cash sitting around at Tim Hortons after dark.
Yeah, or that it'd be easy to access.
Yeah, and where would it be?
Yeah.
Is the other question. They found a man from Niagara Falls at his home, and they also found Canadian and American cash in the home.
And several stale crullers.
He's facing numerous charges related to the break-ins.
Huh.
Should we give this guy a name? Like, what's his Tim Hortons bandit?
Sure, sort of thing? Sure. Oh, man. The Horton whodunit. But now we know who it is.
What about the Tim Moron?
Okay.
The Tim Moron.
Yeah.
The double dumbass.
Because, yeah, you don't want to make it like a cool name, like Billy the Kid, you know?
You
yeah,
don't want to encourage more people to break into Tim Horton's restaurants, yeah, right? When I first saw the headline, I didn't initially think he broke in to steal cash. I thought he was probably looking to complete his hockey card collection.
Oh, yeah, maybe. That's where the real money's at.
Get that Sidney Crosby gold meet and greet card.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
So it's getting dark earlier last night. Like the kids had swimming lessons at 5 o'clock. It felt like by the time we got out of there at 6, it felt like it was midnight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's dark at 5, basically.
It's pretty wild, man. It happens every year, but you kind of forget, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Another thing in my neighborhood, I've noticed that the Christmas decorations have started going up, and I guess the rule is you have to wait until after Remembrance Day, right?
Sure.
But I didn't realize that I had neighbors that were literally, they had their calendar set for the 12th to get those decorations up there.
Honestly, I'm usually a, you know, December 15th kind of guy. I'm a huge procrastinator in every aspect of my life. But I think I'm going to decorate this weekend. It really does extend the holiday, the holiday vibes, you know?
Yeah.
It's fun. You come home, the lights are on or the tree's up. Like,
you spend good money on those decorations as well. You might as well get more use out of them.
And you never want to take them down, so you might as well have them up there. I just wonder if I buy a real tree right now...
Will it last through the holiday season?
If you water it like religiously or just take the proper care, but
you are a real tree guy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. I love the smell.
I saw Richie Guns, one of our listeners, listens to the show on Y108. He put up his Christmas tree over the weekend.
Real or fake?
I looked almost too nice to be real.
Yeah, okay. Don't trust it.
But you got to be careful if you are putting up decorations. When you're picking and choosing what you want to display, keep this story in mind. A deer in Wisconsin broke into a home and stayed there for hours, running from room to room, destroying everything in the house. Now, the reason the deer broke into the house, it's thought to be through the window, this deer saw some Christmas decorations. Some reindeer.
Oh, he saw a little vixen inside.
You got it. Here is the homeowner talking about the situation, how nobody believed her when she said she had a deer wandering around the upstairs of her house.
Nobody can believe that a full-grown deer is trapped upstairs in your house and can't find its way out.
It was just trying to find a way out. This is Dasher and Prancer.
Prancer had an unwelcome suitor.
No, it was Prancer.
Okay, all right.
Looking good these days, Prancer.
I know. No wonder you're prancing around. Man, though, once those animals do get in, like, they can get in, but they cannot figure out a way to get out. It always seems to be the way. They'll smash through a window and not be able to retrace their steps. Because they probably jump through a bay window. That's how they always get in there.
Yeah. And then they get upstairs. I wonder if the deer at least got the job done. You know?
Now he's upstairs taking a nap.
So if you're smoking a cigarette, so if you're going to put up any reindeer decorations, don't have the back end facing the window, yeah. I think, is the moral of this story.
Peacock.
I want to see your peacock. Peacock. Cock.
Your peacock. Peacock. You're a peacock. You're a peacock. You're a peacock.
Are you brave enough to let me see your peacock?
We're taking a look at sports with Devin Peacock, our sports guy. The Washington Commanders, huh?
Yeah, how about those Washington Commanders coming out strong?
They beat the undefeated Philadelphia Eagles last night in the Monday night football game. What happened? Where'd the Eagles go wrong?
It was turnovers. Turnovers will always do in a team. The Eagles had 4 turnovers last night. Up until last night, they'd had 3 turnovers the entire season. So they had more turnovers last night than the previous 8 games combined. You turn the ball over, you're going to lose.
Yeah, I guess you'd call that an off night.
An off night, but also give credit to the Washington Commanders. They are a team you do not want to play when you're undefeated. So they just knocked off the Eagles. They're 8-0. 2 years ago, they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers when they were 11-0. So they relish being the underdog against those undefeated teams, apparently.
Washington made me nervous. Last week, I took the Vikings in the survivor pool that I'm in. And with 10 minutes left, I thought the game was done. I thought the Commanders had it. Luckily, the Vikings came back to win. But it just goes to show you the parity in the NFL this season is intense.
The parity is intense. I mean, you look all around the league, the NFC East, pretty impressive this year. The AFC East, pretty impressive this year. The NFC South, not the greatest, but all the teams are clumped together. Like the West, you know, everywhere, everyone's kind of, no one's really distinguished themselves aside from maybe the Philadelphia Eagles. Last night, one loss doesn't mean anything, but they are in a very strong position going forward.
So they're not looking at a downward spiral. You think they can easily get things back together and put her back on track?
Absolutely. I mean, they had some opportunities to pull this out late. Some of their turnovers were just bad luck. You know, balls that bounce out, balls that deflect, a fumble here, not stuff that happens on a regular basis. So, you know, credit to Washington, but also there was some bad luck that went against the Eagles.
Don't blame the Eagles. Blame the pointy parts of the football.
I hate when they hit the ground.
Yeah, it makes the ball go in all sorts of crazy directions, doesn't it? Thanks, Dev.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Talking about Dee Snider from Twisted Sister, tweeting out that there are now 2 bands that he can listen to their entire catalog without ever skipping a track. He loves every single song they have ever put out, and the 2 bands are AC/DC and Monster Truck from Hamilton, Ontario. Pretty sweet.
Feather in the cap.
We asked you guys, who is your band? Who could you listen to the entire catalog without skipping a song? And we've got some text messages rolling in.
Linkin Park is, there's one vote for Linkin Park. Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah, I would almost agree with Queens of the Stone Age there.
How about this one? Undoubtedly, Pearl Jam.
I'm going to have to disagree with that. It gets more difficult, as you pointed out, Jim, the longer the band has been putting albums out.
Sure.
So if you have a band that burnt hot and quick, like Nirvana, let's say.
Sure.
I could probably go Nirvana.
Or Sublime. They got like 2 albums.
Yeah. And then Tragedy, and there is no more music from that band, so the catalog isn't that large. But Pearl Jam, couple issues. One, they've put out a lot of studio albums. Two, they've released every single concert they've ever done on on compact disc, haven't they?
Yeah, yeah, that's a lot to get through.
So the early, like the first four or five albums, I could probably say Pearl Jam, I wouldn't skip a song, but maybe some of the newer stuff.
Yeah, you could probably say that like the first five Rolling Stones albums, but then there's 40 other ones that I probably wouldn't know a lot of the songs, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, there's the album that came out a couple years ago, Doom and Gloom, great song. I don't know what the other songs on the album are like.
They're sure they're fine or
they're
good.
They're probably okay.
Yeah. Motorhead, there's another one. Bob Seger, Sloan, Wolf Mother. That's a band with a small library. Wolf Mother
one
is
or two
one.
Albums,
yeah.
Right? I like that we're seeing some Canadian bands on there. Sloan as well.
Yeah, Sloan.
Monster Truck.
Matt Maze. Got us love on Matt the topic. Maze, too. Tragically Hip, obviously. There's a bunch of votes here for Tragically Hip.
Right. Let us know who is your go-to catalog, not artist, not album. What catalog could you listen to front to back?
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.